Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We will find out from the Plastic Man about the fishing conditions down in Plaquemines Parish. But first, we got to get a very important comment from him regarding his favorite seafood breakfast menu item. And Ryan, your kitchen down at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge is legendary. What specialty do you have down there you like the best?
You know what I like to do? After a crawfish boil, I'll take the potatoes and I'll slice them, you know, not real thick, and I'll slice the sausage. And I'll put a little olive oil in the pan, and I'll brown that real good. Just lay down. Then I'll throw some crawfish on top. And then I'll just crack eggs like you're going to fry them on top of it. Not scrambled, but crack the eggs on top. And then let it cook a while, and then flip it over where it's all brown and crispy. Oh, my gosh, that's so good.
Yeah, that's making really good use of leftover crawfish and potatoes and sausage from a bar. What a unique recipe that is. That'll fire you up on a Saturday morning, too. That'll get you rolling.
Carver walks in and says, what are you doing? Because I always eat dinner for breakfast, you know.
Yeah.
And same thing. You know, I like to make a soup with that, too, with the potatoes and the corn and the sausage, and I'll make a soup with it, too. It's so good. Golly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'm 265 pounds.
And we love every ounce of you, too. Hey, tell us about the fishing down there, man. Weather hadn't been ideal, but did y'all get some trips in this week?
Oh, my gosh, the fishing is off the chain. It's so good. The trout, reds, sheephead, black drum, giant catfish, plenty of catfish, triple tails. I mean, it's crazy good. I mean, they limit out on trout and reds. They got you'll go catch a bunch of bulls with it. I mean, they've been doing really, really well.
So now, they've been throwing that nasty old shrimp, or they've been using,
On the trout, they've been catching a lot of the trout on plastic, and then they'll go to shrimp for their redfish in the dirty water, but then they'll go and sit somewhere and catch a bunch of bull reds. Man, it's just been great, and tons of catfish. You can see them moving in the water in certain places. And, you know, I must have cleaned 400 pounds of catfish the day before yesterday and put them up.
Wow. What do y'all do with the catfish down there? How do you prepare them? Just regular good old country fried?
Yeah, but I like to take them and get those big fillets and let them start getting firm in the freezer and take them out, put them on a meat slicer and slice them. That's where they do like thin-fried catfish at all the restaurants. That's how they do it.
Yeah, that's a trick I learned from you. You know, this thin-fried catfish, people think, oh, they catch those nice little cat. No, that's the big catfish, but they cut them thin and to make them crispy from the big ones. And the way to do that, like you say, is you freeze it and then get a meat slicer so it stays real firm and doesn't fall apart on you.
Yeah, they good, too. But they're abundant right now. They're fun to catch, too.
Yes,
you know, you have your channel cats, you have big blues, small blues, but I think the biggest one I had this week was 50 pounds, but it's just been crazy.
You know, we don't hear you talk about much as sheep's head. Y'all don't really target sheep's head much. I mean, I'm sure you catch them, you know, sideline fish, but as far as targeting them, you really don't do that, do you?
So, well, some people want to go catch them. The other day we had somebody that did it. And you know what? We save that for when it's so bad we can't get out and we got some spots we can catch them in inclement weather. And then if you go to a couple of the different rigs, you can catch them. But I think I'm going to turn my interest into catching me a few triple tails here in the next, after I get back. I lost a really good customer last week, so I'm going to go to Houston for a funeral Monday and Tuesday, and then I might come back if the weather's good. I'm going to get after some triple tails.
Yeah, we were talking about triple tail on my fishing trip this week. In your area, how do you fish them? You know, over where Gallo is in the big lakes, they like the crab trap floats because they love to hang up structures. Sometimes they'll hang close to a pole. How do you target them down in the Buras Venice area?
Well, you can do that if you want, you know, just target them like that. Or you can fish rigs, or you can sight fish them. Right now, they got some in that way I can sight fish them. So I'm going to do that. That's really fun if you get on them like that. So I think they'll stay there a little while, and I'll take advantage of it.
Yeah. Now, you got a recipe for triple tail?
Yeah, I should. You got to have a recipe for everything.
All right.
You know, that you take it and you put it in butter, and then you put breadcrumbs on it, and then you put it in the oven with lemon and butter, and just let it cook, because it's such a oily, great white meat. And then when it comes out, it's crispy with the breadcrumbs or panko, whatever you use, and then you just cut your pieces off of that, and that's so good. Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of like snapper. The simpler, the better, because it's such a natural taster. Yeah, you're not trying to hide or disguise anything on the triple tail.
No,
that's for sure.
When I do snapper, I just put that olive oil or butter or both, you know, in a pan, and I'll just sear them and season them up, and they're terrific like that.
Well, we're going to have to do this with snapper when we get a little closer to snapper season and get people to share their snapper recipes. And one of my favorites is a John Foltz way he does it in the rock salt, man. That's incredibly good.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So all the river's at 8.9, and it'll be 6.4 here in a couple of weeks, and I don't see a rise anywhere all the way to Cairo. So, you know, it's going to be good.
Yes,
they
it
might
is.
Like that now.
Yeah, and keep it up and even get better. Well, somebody wants to get in on all that stuff, the easiest way to get you, they can go to the website, and you got a real nice website. But, man, that phone is easy enough to call you on.
Yeah, 504-559-5111.
And he'll have a fishing pole in one here and a spatula in the other doing the cooking and the fishing. So, but he can still manage a telephone, too. I don't know how you do it.
Practice, buddy, practice.
There you go. All right, we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, brother. We'll see you soon.
Stay dry. All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, one of our favorite field reporters.